So I guess we're going to have to carry on with our program here. And but before that, let's hear a little bit from Celia, our president of Minnetonka Park Association.
Yeah, it's just that, I mean, I think that what we're all touching on is just how powerful music is. And it's used in ceremonies and spiritual practices and helping people through a mourning process. It can amplify a feeling that we maybe usually suppress and, you know, don't express. So it can help amplify something, or it can shift. Like lullabies for children can help children, well, like even probably me, you know, can help a person relax and drift off to sleep and stuff. And even animals, like my dog, when he was very old, like mostly blind and everything else, our choir, which was only about eight of us, we were in a circle at our house. He couldn't hear very well. We'd sing this song, which was about going home, and he'd get off of his bed and he'd come to the center of the circle, and he would just, mm-hmm. he would just like take it in. Mm-hmm. And it was weird because we're like, and so I put him back in his bed. And we come back, we start doing the circle, and walk back over and just stand in the middle of the circle and just kind of like, it was like he was appreciating the vibration mm-hmm. of everything that was going on. And it was so touching because, mm-hmm. like, here I am, like, no, put the dog back. mm-hmm. You're getting in the way of the choir. But yeah, so just it's so enormously powerful and using like a very powerful experience that we can have.
Mm. Like therapy.
Yeah. It we can also be seduced by music in the sense of seduced to violence, because there's the war bagpipes from Scotland, like it's been thousands of years, or there can be war drums culturally around the world, or different things for war or peace. So it's a powerful tool that can be used in a variety of ways. So it's how it gets used that also makes a difference. So
yeah. Yeah.
It's just so powerful.
There's a distinction between it, because that's what I noticed. There's a positive and there's a negative. So we just got to be aware of it, and we got to...
It's like a superpower. Yeah, we can use it for good or not so
exactly.
good.
yeah. That's true. Anyways, let's carry on with our program. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program. We're going to get to Shkwait Shachlach, my brother up in Gwaishkna, BC, and we're going to play his song, and it's a song from the 80s. This is The Art of Noise with Max Headroom, and
Oof.
The name of the song is Panoramia. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone.
Relax. You're quite safe here.
Am I dreaming?
No.
Where am I? In bed? Well, what am I doing? Talking to myself.
Look, I must have a star on my door.
Or better still.
A door?
Swing doors, huh?
Okay, doors. Swing.
Dreaming.
How do I get to sleep? I'll count those bars on the window. 1, 2, 3, sleep. Poetry. That'll work. Come, sweet slumber, and shroud me in thy purple cloak. Doesn't even rhyme. Is that my tease made?
Paranoid.
I can't stand tea.
We're back, and we have on the line with us, we have Shkwait Shakhrakh. And for people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of a few years ago and the big flood of a few years ago. So a very extreme survivalist, and I'm always so proud and happy to bring him on our program. Get some insights from him on what helped him survive all those traumas and tragedies. And yeah, that was a pretty awesome show that brought me back to the 80s. And paranoia, that must be like hard getting, having a hard time getting to sleep, I guess. So anyways, welcome, Shkwait.
Yes. Paranoia. That's a paranoid personality disorder.
Ah.
Pretty much the same thing as
insomnia.
Yeah. I would figure.
Yeah. So we have a subject today, and it's on music. So we'd love to hear your take on music and just what it means to you, I guess.
Music is, I figure, anything that's got a good rhythm, good beat. You know, everybody has different tastes. Because remember Asterix Comics?
Yeah.
what was his name? Cacophonics.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some music can only be classified as a cacophony. You know, beating on a drum, no rhythm or rhyme. You know, and it helps set a mood, certain mood, you know. If you want to be angry, you get angry. Music that you get angry to. If you want to get all lovey-dovey music.
Lovey-dovey music.
And, you know, and I read somewhere once that in us oldsters, you know, if we kind of get a good rhythmic music score, and we kind of, you know, sway and try dance to it, it helps us with our balance, because, you know, as we get older, we tend to fall easier and all that.
Mm. So that's very true.
You know, that there's all sorts of benefits to music.
Mm.
And, you know, so that's what I figure it comes. Helps set a mood. Oh yeah, and it helps relieve you of stress. Or if you want angry stuff, it can help you stress out more. OD on stress.
Get it out of your system, flush it out, eh?
Yes. Yeah, so that's what I think about music, you know. Everybody's taste in music is different, eh? You know, if we weren't different individuals, we'd all have
one song, one song for every.
Kind of like that song on Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah.
Same song forever after.
Yeah.
So I have no art against good music.
Well, we sure appreciate you bringing your music to our program and sharing with us all. And I always get up and dance around when I'm listening to it, and it's just an important part of my life, and really energizes me up for the next week. So yeah, it's always great to listen to some of the music that you bring to us.
Yeah, without good rhythm, without good beat, we'll get to put paranormia.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, we really thank you for joining us again live and sharing your insights on our subject, music. It was great. And and we wish you well in your recovery, getting back to your health and exercise. And so lots of love and appreciation to you.
Yeah, lots of love and appreciation for your guys as well. Wishes, thoughts, and prayers. And love for me. There at the station, and the crew helping out, and to all the listeners here and abroad.
Thank you
all. Send it all back to you guys a thousandfold.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And yeah, I guess we're going to have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkanabi. A big shout out to Magnus and Jesse and Kanavar, yes, and Jacob, and all the rest of our volunteers there, and people that are working with our program, keeping us going and keeping us running on the airwaves, bringing our positive waves out there and sharing it with the world. We thank all those people for, you know, just being around us. And so we're going to carry on with our program, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired. Because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands. Even writing it down, nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to get to some talking with Lady Fahima and also more from our other special guests here. And first, we're going to listen to some Mothership, and this one's called High Strangeness. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone. Welcome back to the planet. We went into the universe.
And you don't have to pay money for all that travel. You can just travel for this way.
Come to Free Voices.
That's
and we're
right.
Back into the universe.
Yeah, free trip.
And, yes. And beyond.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Man, that was awesome. Thank you. Yeah, so we'd like to hear more from our Anna Marcus. And what's been going on in your life and how you been doing?
Yeah, I've been okay. I've been trying to think when the last time I saw you guys was.
I think it was almost a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, lots has happened.
Yeah. It was in March. Last. Yes, you're right. It's past.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, so I've been pretty lucky. I've been doing a lot of traveling. And then, yeah, just kind of working, painting, doing some art. Yeah.
It's always a wonderful thing to meet people that have, you know, accomplished so much in their lives. And as they start to get back in I guess, into touching the lives of all of us around. Because, you know, we don't get to go up on the stage every day and and perform and be more than just ourselves, because you're performing and getting involved with performances of any sort, whether you're on stage or on the screen. These things are, you're almost in a surreal environment. And then it's like, when you come back, it's like you're walking with all of the rest of us. And then we get to like experience and ask our questions and see what it's like and see what it feels like to be in such a huge environment where you're sharing yourself. And it's almost vulnerable too. Yeah, so it's... yeah, we'd love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think Irish dance was such a huge part of my life for so long. And I train every single day for, I mean, 3 minutes on stage for competitions. And so hours and hours and hours of training. And then you get up and then you're done.
Yeah, so much, so much preparation.
Yeah, so it's not just like what you see in the 3 minutes, it's also all the hours that I put into it, that my trainer put into it. And yeah, it was kind of like an alter ego for a while, because I don't know if you've seen what Irish dance competitions look like, but it's we wear really big funny wigs and lots of show makeup. And you know, I'm not really like that in real life. And especially, I think I talked about this the last time I was on, but for a while, like for the majority of my life, I didn't really talk. And that was kind of a really big hurdle for me in my personal life. But when I would get on stage, nobody knew that I couldn't talk, because I didn't have to. And I was kind of communicating through my love of dance. And I think that's part of the reason why I was so successful, because I just had so much love and passion for what I was doing and for being on stage and for showing everybody how hard I worked at this. And like, I think it's probably like a memory that will be my most cherished memory my whole life, is being on stage and that feeling of being able to fly and people seeing that and like sharing my love with people that don't know me, but also people that love me and see how hard I worked at it. Yeah, it really brought a lot of people closer to me.
It almost, like, as you were talking, I just had that feeling of oneness that can happen. You know, the people who are watching almost merging with you as a dancer, or that type of thing, like this oneness that happens or something. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, it reminds me of... because we're all mortal, but when we do these performances and, you know, we do songs or dance or any of these type of things where it's like a set time and then it's like recorded, and it's like you become immortalized, because then that goes on for eternity. It's just like I was talking about, you know, sound that goes into the universe. It just continues forever. And it's so much like a lot of the performances that, whether they're actors or dancers or people that play instruments, those are things that continue on forever. And it's something that combines with all of us and reverberates through our, you know, our whole body and mind and soul. And it's just something so really appreciate for you to come and share with us some of the things that you went through and experienced. And it's just so uplifting and so positive and energizing and gives us all that enthusiasm for, you know, just wanting to experience and try it ourselves, whether we're on stage or not. You know, it's
are you taking up Irish dancing? Is that what I'm hearing?
So.
You're enrolled in lessons.
Yeah, it's good. I just really appreciate you coming to the program and sharing with us, and just being a great influence in the world and making this world a more positive place.
Thank you. And so
I really appreciate that, and thank you for coming and sharing some of your life with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Beautiful, too.
Thank you. Yeah. So we're getting close to the end of our time here. So we thank all of our listeners for coming in and joining us. And we'd also like to hear a little bit from Lady Fahima and just the song that she made. Just
Thank you very much. I'm just so happy and privileged that I could be live on the station with the respected co-worker here, basically, and my very warmest appreciation to Anna Marquez, that she always inspiring her name, inspiring us. Her action is inspiring us. Her motivation and her goal is motivating us. And Anna Marquez, I just want to thank you so much for being who you are. And you rock. You rock the world. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to say goodbye to everybody, and we're going to end our show with some Ernesto Schnack and his song Collapse. So have a listen to that. Thank you all for joining us. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and listen to Free Voices. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.